AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. European leaders are due to hold talks today on U.S.-led peace efforts to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. There are tensions over Russian claims denied by Kyiv of a Ukrainian drone attack on a residence used by President Vladimir Putin. Speaking to Fox News, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says giving up the Donbass region is not an option.
All the parties have to understand that the worst way is to go out from the Donbass. It will be big risks for Ukraine, not acceptable by Ukrainians, but they will, just personally. And referendum will not be positive.
President Trump believes peace is closer, but acknowledges obstacles remain. The military says it attacked a boat accused of smuggling drugs in the eastern Pacific, killing two people. The death toll from the campaign's 30 known strikes has climbed to at least 107 people. A winter storm is hitting the Great Lakes in the Northeast today.
A day after a bomb cyclone barreled across the northern U.S., leaving tens of thousands of customers without power. Nationwide, more than 153,000 customers are without power this morning, more than a third of them in Michigan. And in New York, the governor is warning residents to expect whiteout conditions in parts of the state, including the Syracuse metro area, posting on social media that if you're in an impacted area, to please avoid all unnecessary travel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says he's hearing things about Iran.
Now I hear that Iran is trying to build up again, and if they are, we're going to have to knock them down.
Iran's president says his country's answer to an attack would be harsh. The comment appears to be a response to President Trump's comments yesterday. Eurostar is urging train passengers not to travel because of power supply disruptions in the Channel Tunnel. This is AP News. The AP's John Gambrell reports Saudi Arabia bombed a port in Yemen.
But this time they're not targeting the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. They say instead they targeted in weapons and armored vehicle shipment sent from the United Arab Emirates. This underlines just the tensions that have been growing in the anti-Houthi coalition over the last several days. The kingdom had launched airstrikes last week on the Southern Transitional Council. This is a group of separatists in southern Yemen who have sought to make their own separate country in that region. The STC, as it's known, has been backed by the United Arab Emirates in their fight against the Houthis, and the Emiratis have been arming them. These Saudi airstrikes show, though, that the tensions there are far from over, and it'll be interesting to see how both the Emiratis and the fighters on the ground react.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.